It used to be the Schubert.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like at Monroe and Dearborn.
Mm-hmm.
So right there.
Sweet. Yeah. You parking in the old lot tonight?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. The Spot Hero doesn't really discount that lot too much anymore like they used to. I might just walk down there and then just take a cab back here with Janet.
That's nice.
Get my walking in.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've got an hour and a half right after we get off the air.
Mm-hmm.
I think I can make it down there in that amount of time, I hope. It's downhill somewhat.
Yeah.
Mostly, isn't it? Downhill a little bit.
Yeah, it's not a bad walk at all.
Yeah. So, anyway, another thing happened to me yesterday, and then we can talk about other things, but... you know, remember when I had the trouble at the country club with the lady in the chair?
Yeah, was that was on a holiday, right? Santa Claus? Or?
It was, the Christmas brunch. Yesterday, after the show, because I was out, I stayed at home yesterday, and after the show, I took Rosie for a walk, because it's 6 o'clock still, and it's light, and it's warm. And
wonderful night out.
Took her for a nice walk, and myself for a nice walk as well. And as I was coming by the park where they had the Little League game, and it had dispersed, a mom, similar aged kids maybe like six, seven, or eight.
Yeah.
So I don't know what age that puts the mom at, probably 40-ish, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Could be even mid-30s. You never know.
I don't know. She looked late. I'm going to say she looked early 40s. Okay. Very attractive and all. I mean. But I'm walking with the dog, and the dog is kind of freaking out because there's all these cars leaving, and they're U-turning, and there's a guy with a Harley, which, it seemed unnecessary, but...
Yeah.
And so Rosie's kind of a little skitterish, and I'm crossing a street.
Mm-hmm.
I'm walking on the main street, but I'm crossing a side street, and this woman is coming from the ballpark across the main street to go up the side street, and she basically just walks right in front of me, like
didn't pause or
no, it was like on purpose, like walking in front of me. Which I'm when I first moved into the neighborhood, I had a lot of issues with guys in their 60s.
Yeah.
Because they all hated me because, they were Wally Phillips listeners or whatever. And I don't know what's going on now. But the women of this, I'm having a lot of trouble with women of this certain age.
Really? Yeah.
And I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
But it was like she expected me to stop so she could walk across.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean,
it's the same with the woman that took the chair. Like, she's in charge, but she expects you to also be deferential.
Right.
Which,
right, yeah.
You know, I try to be deferential. I mean, but, be cool.
Yeah, yeah.
But she didn't even like, oh, cute dog, or there was no car coming. She could have just walked behind me, but she literally walked 6 inches. And we were going to collide if I didn't stop walking with a dog.
Wow.
And I keep the dog on a really short leash, so,
Was she distracted by a phone or anything?
No, she's looking right at me.
Mm.
Maybe my handsomeness was all I could think of.
Might have put her in
Oh, my God, Steve Dahl really does live here.
Right.
Oh, my God, he is that fucking hot. That's what I decided to go with.
A walking state of shock she was in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Functional shock.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't see a dad around, so... Yeah, maybe her husband left her or something.
Mm-hmm.
But dad doesn't take his kid to the baseball game.
Yeah.
A working dad, maybe. I don't know.
Hmm.
Dad downtown fucking his secretary. I don't know. Who knows?
Probably.
But it was really weird. And I'm having more and more issues with this particular, I'm going to say they're maybe... Like, women, I think, are waiting later to have kids, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so late 30s. So maybe 40, mid-40s, something like that.
Yeah.
I don't really know. I can't tell. But It's, you know, I'm wondering if I would have trouble like with Mrs. Whammer and people like that. I mean, not them specifically, but if that's how old are like their kids?
Yeah, like 8 and 6. Yeah, right.
What do you call that? What do you call that group generation?
I don't know if there's a name for it. All yet. Right. That yep. Yeah, I mean, that's
pissing me off. Generation
post millennial. Yeah, I don't know if there's a
whatever. Well, I don't know what the deal is, but I'm just minding my own business, man. Hell, at the country club, I was helping Cameron, my granddaughter, with her helmet, her protective helmet.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I was,
and you got hassled.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Here's a chair. I was like, no, that's my chair. No, it's not. And like that, right?
Yeah.
But I'm supposed to, it's like a combination of I'm the boss, but also you have to be, well, I guess it's because I'm the boss, you have to be deferential to me, right?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Seems like it.
Or am I supposed to be a gentleman while you're being a cunt boss to me? I'm not really sure what the deal is. But I didn't say anything
because
it's my neighborhood.
Yeah. Mm. And you sort of mentioned that there was a recent wave, perhaps, of new money and younger country club members who kind of rolled in there, maybe with a little more sense of entitlement or
totally entitled.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my money's not that old.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, it's super entitled.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like they own the joint.
Mm-hmm.
I was discussing that with the groundskeeper the other day.
Yeah.
Refused to comment on it. But I noticed when I was out golfing that now everybody leaves their tees, their broken tees, on the tee box. And that didn't used to be the case. Everybody would pick up their tee.
Yeah.
I said, who doesn't pick up their tees? He goes, well, you know. Yeah.
Everybody.
I said, is it all these asshole new members?
Oh, you're not going to get a bite
like,
on that.
And he's like, I can't. And I'm like, you don't have to say anything.
Yeah. Your silence speaks volumes.
I know who it is.
Yeah.
It's the asshole new members.
Yeah.
So. Whatever.
Hey, how was your...
Lighten up, ladies.
How was your golfing?
That's pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah.
Good. How many... Did you do your same thing where you went to two holes and did those back and forth?
Or? Yeah. Yeah.
Same ones?
No, two different ones.
Okay.
Two different ones. Because they're aerating things. And
So only certain holes are available.
Yeah. You know, I try to time it so I can get back in time. And then as we learned yesterday, I had another issue with that. I'm really sorry. I don't know. I think I should be allowed to have a cart. Like just stationed. So like hidden with like... branches over it, just in case I need it for an emergency.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I also think that they should make it so that I can go into the little room where they have the beverages.
That'd be nice.
They have little sheds, the beverage sheds that are open. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you take one and then it's like honor system. You write down that.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And every time I go golfing with the boys, they're like, come on, let's just steal them. Come on, guys.
Come on.
I'm going to steal a Coke. You pay enough. That's not the point.
Right.
All right. So anyway, thanks, guys. I thought we did good shows yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun.
It was fun.
Fun. It was nice of Brendan to share some personal with us.
Yeah. Like it was, very admirable, and it was a good story. And
thank you.
And, you know, happy to know that you made a connection with someone.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Very happy about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's very nice.
Well, expect to get grilled by Janet tonight.
Sure. I'm ready.
When is she coming back?
Mm-hmm.
Here.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Are you going out there? I don't know.
We do have a plan to
all right. Well, I guess I'll know about it by the time I get home.
Uh-huh. I'll tell Janet everything she wants to know.
She'll tell me while we're having tacos in bed. Yeah. I'll have to keep pausing the TV.
Doing God, the heavy look over.
I don't care. I don't care.
I'm going to find all this out tomorrow.
All right. This is...
You know, I just pretend to care for the show, right?
And that's all you get. Free preview, remember? But we've got more. Check out all of the Steve Dahl Network offerings and become a valued subscriber. Go to doll.com and sign up today. Offer not valid in Moldavia, Three Mile Island, and Jerkoffistan.